Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam。
那2021年就要过去了，回顾今年有哪一些时刻，有哪一些事，哪一些人最让你暖心呢？
Are you asking me or are you asking our lovely listeners?
Both.
Oh, well, me, I wouldn't even know where to start.
哦，对，因为你生命中有太多的爱和温暖，对不对？ Your life is filled with love and joy and warmth.
You could say that.
对，特别像年底我们在回顾这一年来听众用户们给我们非常温暖的留言啊，我就是哎看了以后其实经常眼睛会有点湿湿的。
Yeah, absolutely. Do you want a tissue, Jenny?
Oh, that would be really good. Thank you. 啊、oh, 你好好温暖啊，好暖心啊。You're such a warm man.
Oh, very warm man, yes.
哎，但是最重要的，形容一个什么暖男，一个很暖的人，千万不要讲 he's a warm man, 对不对？
Well, it's not wrong, but it's just not very common. In any case, we have another word that is much better to use here.
嗯，对，那我们今天的节目呢，就教大家一些英语里面非常好的形容暖心、温暖这个概念、这个 feeling 的英语词啊。那我们首先要说的就是 Adam 想要教我们的这个词，它叫做
heartwarming.
Heartwarming, 诶，所以这个很直接，很直译啊。不过就是它的顺序和咱们中文是反过来的。
Well, that's pretty common though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, 是。所以中文里面我们说暖心，但是英文里面我们要把心 heart 放在前面。
Well, to be clear, we can say something warms my heart. I saw a lady...with a smile on her face, and it warmed my heart. But if we use an adjective, we would just say, that was heartwarming.
嗯，所以 heartwarming 呢，是一个形容词，而且它是一个单词，虽然是由两个词组成的，但是我们写在拼的时候，当中不要加空格。
That's right, because spaces are not heartwarming.
是，距离空间不 heartwarming 啊。好，那这个词可以怎么用呢？我们来举几个例子。
Well, we were talking about our lovely listeners earlier, and a lot of those lovely listeners give us lovely 留言。
嗯，对，他们的 comments are messages, right?
Right, and those messages are often very heartwarming. Oh, Jenny's so great. I love her voice. Adam is, yeah, he's okay.
And then you can say, thank you for your heartwarming message, 是吧?
That's right. It really warmed my heart.
对，诶，其实我经常在收到一些就别人很暖心、很关心的这个信息祝福的时候，我就会 reply 回复说 thank you for the heartwarming message.
That's right.
嗯，好，那或者你就形容这件事。一个比较抽象的，你也不需要具体说到底是什么，你就可以讲 It's so heartwarming, 就直接用 it's.
Right, it could be it's so heartwarming to see something.
嗯，对对。好，那事情讲完了以后啊，我觉得比较 tricky 的，比较难搞的是人。怎么形容一个就是很暖，经常让人觉得很暖心的人？
Right, yes. So you could say someone is a heartwarming person. It's fine. We can still be friends if you say that. But usually we just say a person is warm.
Oh, a person is very warm. 比如像前两年我觉得暖男这个词很火，对不对？所以这个时候你就不能说 he is a warm man. 就听起来很奇怪。很不自然。
So again, you could say that. What I really don't want you guys to say is he is very warm man. Just, it's not going to work.
Yeah, because warm man is not an English word. And it's not an adjective, right? So you can't say he is warm man.
Right, right. But you could be describing a man and that man is warm. So it's okay to say a person is warm.Just like we can also say a person is cold. Oh, that person is always frowning or always angry. She's very cold.
对对对，或者我们也可以说he or she has a very warm personality.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. So a warm person probably has a warm personality. There's one other way we use warm, and that is in the phrasal verb warm up. So maybe when you first meet a person, they don't seem very warm, but then you warm up to them.
Oh, you warm up to them. I think that's you.
Is that me?
对，因为我其实，哎，you read my mind. 我刚刚想问你的就是有一些人，他外表可能看起来有点冷，有点 cold, 但其实他内心是很 warm 的，就是外冷内热 ,cold outside, warm inside, 可以这样讲吧。
Yeah, that's fine. Maybe we would probably say cold on the outside.
On the, okay.
Right, right. And then warm on the inside. But is that me? I think I am very warm. I am very warm man.
你不知道很多同事都跟我说啊，我有点怕 Adam. 这个就是一开始认识你的时候，然后跟你讲，跟你很多交流都要 through me, 说你能不能跟 Adam 讲这个那个。但后来他们发现 Adam is very warm. He's got a very warm personality.
Okay, you need to give me these coworkers' names so I can have a little chat with them. A warm chat.
Well, that doesn't sound very promising. 这听起来有点可怕啊。好好，我们还是回到今天的主题，讲很暖心。哎，那我们一直讲的是这种给你心里，给你的 heart 造成的感觉。So there are actually some really great phrases with the word heart in it 来形容这个 feeling, 对不对？
That's right. So one of those phrases is, it melts my heart.
Melt 就是融化。所以呢就是 让我的心都融化了。中文里面我们也这样说。
Well, of course, Chinese has that. Chinese is a very expressive language.
对，所以我觉得这个还挺容易记的这个说法啊。It melts my heart. 那另外还有什么和 heart 相关的短语呢？
Ooh, well, hearts can soften.
To soften. 我看到了 soft, 很柔软这个单词啊。To soften 是动词，对吗？
That's right. So usually when we're talking about somebody's heart softening, it probably means that they're kind of a jerk. Maybe it's a story, and at the beginning of the story, they have...Not a very warm heart, but then as the story continues, their heart starts to soften.
但是也可以说就是有一个特别 heartwarming, 别人一个特别 heartwarming 的举动 it softens my heart, 让我的心很柔软。
I would say melt is a good one to use. Melt is the one.
Melt 更好一点啊。好，那总之呢，我觉得你就不要说It breaks my heart.
Ooh, yeah, that one is much less fun.
It breaks my heart 基本上就是反义词的，就是让你心碎，让你特别 sad, 对吧？
Right, so again, we would say something like, it breaks my heart to see blah, blah, blah. When I see this thing, it breaks my heart.
对, it's a sad moment. It doesn't make you feel good. Oh, speaking of feel good, 这就是我们接下来要教大家的一个英语里面很常用的形容这种暖心时刻、暖心的什么电影啊、歌曲的一个形容词。
Right, so let's take a look at this word or this compound. I don't know what it is. I just know it makes me feel good because it is feel good.
对，这 feel good 也是两个单词组成的，但是拼写的时候呢，我们当中通常会加一个 hyphen, 就是加那个一横。
And we usually use this word when we're talking about movies or songs or TV shows.
Yeah, or even ads, 广告。就特别是年底的时候有很多这种亲情 like family themed, 亲情的广告就是一个人不远万里回家要团聚。
Right, so at the beginning of the ad, it's so sad, I can't go home. But then he goes and buys a Coca-Cola, and his dad is also drinking a Coca-Cola. Aww.
Yeah, Coca-Cola ads always get me. 就是看了以后总归眼睛湿湿的。
Right, right.
所以这个 feel good 啊，当然你说每个人 这个 define 诠释定义 good 不一样，但当我们讲 feel good 的时候，它讲的就是这个很暖心的，不是说像 feel good movie， 有些人爱看动作片， but in general that's not a feel good movie。 feel good movie 就是对大多数人来讲让他看的都很暖心的，就是一些 you know 亲情 family movies or rom-coms 浪漫喜剧，最后两个人在一起，对不对？
Generally speaking, I agree with you, but there is one animation company that makes a ton of feel-good movies, and that is Pixar.
Pixar, 因为它虽然是动画片，但它那个也是亲情为主题嘛，这个 theme,、mm, 或者 friendship right, right. 这些。
Right, you got a friend in me.
Yeah, exactly. 好，所以 feel good 这个词最常出现的呢，就是来形容我们刚刚所有讲的这些电影、电视、歌曲等等啊。那我们最后要为大家介绍的一个词呢，这个是感人、感动的意思。And this word is?
This would be moving.
Moving, 搬家吗？你不是最近刚搬了家
？Moving does not warm my heart.
OK, 所以我们这里讲的 moving, 我们不是要让你搬家啊，我们是要 move your heart, 对吧？
Right, right. Really, we should have just said the verb is to move. You can move someone. But we also have this pair of adjectives, moving and moved. So when we use...Moving, we're usually talking about the thing that moves us, like a movie.
Oh, so that movie was so moving. Oh,
right.
天哪. Movie, moving.
The movie about the movers was very moving.
Or it was a deeply moving movie. 非常感人的,
right.
对吧?
Right, exactly. We're using movie a lot for examples here, but it could also be...a speech, for example.
对对对，一个人说的话哦。Or, you know, I find Adele's songs to be very moving.
Right. Jenny is very moved by Adele.
Okay, 所以要形容你感到很感动，你不能说 I was very moving. 你要说 I was very moved.
If you really love yourself and love your speech and maybe love the movies that you make, you could say, I am very moving.
我很能感动人，因为我是 Adele.
She can say that. She can say that for sure. But you're right. Generally, we'd say, I was very moved by the speech or I was very moved by the gesture.
I think I said this pretty recently. 就是我最近过生日，然后哦，你们都很 ，you guys are so sweet. 我的看言同事们、主播们非常的 heartwarming， 很甜啊，就是给我买了一个蛋糕，而且完全是一个 surprise. So I said, "Oh, guys, thank you so much. I am so moved."
That's right. And then, do you remember what happened after?
Tears started to well up in my eyes.
They sure did.
所以被感动了以后呢，经常眼睛就会湿润，对吧？
Exactly. But we don't want to just say she started to cry. Cry is too general. Babies cry, or if you hurt yourself, you will cry. In those very moving situations, those heartwarming situations, we can say what Jenny said, tears well up.
To well up, W-E-L-L. 这个 well 呢意思就是它是一口井对吧，但是动词 well up 就是这个水就这样要喷出来了，要井喷了。So if tears well up in your eyes, 就是you're very moved.
Right, right, because often those tears, they go back down, right? They don't, it's not like you're, really loudly crying. It's just you can clearly see that, yes, the tears are welling up. The liquid, the water is accumulating. And then you give another moving speech and everyone starts to cry.
So, 通常呢，这个时候 your tears, they're not tears of sadness. They're tears of joy.
Right. Tears of joy.
对，我觉得这个是很好的形容，就是感动的泪啊，不是这种 you know, someone broke your heart, 然后让你乱哭那种。
Right, those are generally not tears of joy. Those are tears of pain.
所以有的时候这个虽然哭了啊，有 tears, but because they're tears of joy, so it actually puts a smile on your face, 然后就又哭又笑。
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's the problem. If somebody else starts to cry, then I'm probably going to start to cry, and that will make them cry more, and then I'll just start crying. I'm so happy.
对，就很有感染力啊。但你知道，我小时候就我们有一个像 nursery rhyme 吧，一会儿哭，一会儿笑，两个眼睛开大炮。I don't know how to translate that, but it's just, it's not good for your eyes. 好的，那我们今天节目教了大家很多暖心，让你温暖的英语说法啊。我们最后呢，要问一下大家，回顾2021年，回顾过去的这一年，有哪一些人或者是让你最暖心，最让你感觉到温暖的？
Right. Or tell us some feel-good moments of the year, or what really moved you, or put a smile on your face this year.
Yeah, yeah. Or what brought tears of joy to your eyes this year? 好，那今天我们一定又会看到很多 heartwarming comments and messages, so we really look forward to reading those.
That's right. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening. It really warmed our hearts, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time. 我们下次再见。